iSisters is a very important organization in this city, and I'm so happy to welcome Anne McSweeney, Executive Director, and Kathy Lewis, Founder of iSisters. How are you both?
We're just great, thanks.
That's great. I'm so happy that you're here. Kathy, take me back to the very first moment you thought about iSisters and why this was such an important organization for you to found.
It was back in 2001, and for some context, that year Apple launched iTunes, Windows XP was launched, the Shrek movie came out, so it's a long time ago. We're going on 20 years. So we'd been working, some colleagues and I, in tech for some time. We'd been working in the education system. There were four of us who had left. So we were doing consulting, and it was very exciting. I quickly realized that I was missing the passion, heart, and connection of being with learners. So at a mingly dinner, we decided we would volunteer. And shortly after that, one of the ladies at that dinner met a teacher at St. Mary's Home in Ottawa. And that home supports young pregnant girls and women. And we began working with them, helped them get a lab and a class at a Palm Pilots. And shortly thereafter, we realized we need to incorporate. So with the help of CRA, we became a charity, and I think we're 16 partnerships, 3,200 grads later.
Did you say Palm Pilot, Kathy? I have to ask
you
that.
I did.
Boy, that takes us all back, doesn't it?
Yes. Isn't it context? Yes.
It really is amazing to think that was, that was just a short 20 years ago, two decades ago, that we were still dealing with that technology. And of course, technology changes so much. Is that part of what drove you in terms of making sure the women that you're helping are up to date with the technology?
So that's a really interesting question and great point. So it is about the technology, but it isn't. So, learning about tech, and again, back then, and, as the world has changed rapidly, it was about mentoring and about connection and removing barriers, and especially with the younger women, and then later at UVille, and then at Tungas living at Inuit. The technology it's a really exciting way to engage a learner. So it was more of a, I don't know, like a vehicle to start the conversation and to build that safe learning space and to build connection. And then what that allowed for was conversations like a young woman asking me, do I really need to graduate high school? And then I would have the privilege to say, yes, you do. And then work with the school and the center, because we're always a partner. We're never working in isolation. We partner with community organizations. So the technology was a vehicle by which to have these really important mentoring and positive impacts on the many women that we've worked with.
Really incredible to have all the foresight that you did at the time to know that this was really about mentorship. And, as the executive director, talk to me a little bit about what the mission of iSisters is right now, currently in the year 2020.
Yeah, so our mission is basically to create and deliver technology programs at no cost to learners, as we believe in equipping women with the skills and confidence to participate fully in their community.
Really is incredible to think, especially during this time, Kathy, how important it has been to be connected to technology. Have you sort of reflected on that? If you think back 20 years ago, you could have never predicted we'd be in the middle of a pandemic and relying on technology so much.
Yeah, as many many things going on globally and locally, a magnifying glass has been put on some really important issues. We have an opportunity right now, and Anne's leadership has been tremendous through this. And we have one of our programs is being offered virtually, which is great. Many of our learners, of course, do not have access to tech or the internet in their own life. So they would come to our centers, but Anne pivoted almost immediately, where we were able to offer some programs. and is working toward additional virtual, and we will be ready, very ready, once we can resume that in person.
We talked about some of the impact that's been had through iSisters, and share a little bit more with us in terms of how people are impacted by this program and quite honestly, how it changes their lives.
Well, it changes their lives in incredible ways. We increase the economic earning potential and independence for women in poverty. We give them a hand up, not a handout. The women that we provide service to are basically unemployed, have limited education, have learning disabilities, or depend on government services for basic needs. When they enroll and participate in our programs, it allows them to realize their dreams. And, you know, the statistics have proven that women who are educated participate fully in their communities. For example, at the end of our last fiscal year, we graduated 158 women from our program despite COVID-19 restrictions. And more, as Kathy said, more than 3,200 women have graduated from our programs since 2001. That is incredible, given that these women are mentored, they gain confidence by taking the programs, and they want to learn more. Many of our women have moved on to taking higher education, to finding jobs, and in such, it improves the lives of their children and their families as well.
Because this really is, as much as it is about the women and learning technology and mentorship, Kathy, I think Anne really brings a really important point that it really, really benefits the community as a whole. When we lift women up, we lift communities up.
Absolutely true. And that active participation in the community. And then you can, you know, and they're all, you know, individual people and programs. We have diverse learners. Like if we look at Immigrant Women's Services Ottawa, we've been with them for a long time. Like when women start there, one of the biggest benefits to them in terms of connection and active participation is reducing isolation. So yes, they're learning about computers and their attendance rates are through the roof and just so into the program. What it's incredibly special that over, let's say, a 4 or 8 week program, it could be the only time they're connecting with other women and you know, being out and either learning about their new community or using more resources at whichever center we're at, in this case, Immigrant Women's Services Ottawa. So that connection with each other and support and being a part of the community, it's a really important step, and it's something that we're proud that we're able to support.
And it almost sounds like they find their voice through this program.
I was a teacher early on for many years, and or one of the teachers, and our learners, it seemed to me they would physically grow. Like by the end, and it's really stressful at the beginning. It can be really stressful. A new place, and who am I, and all the, and you're using a computer, and some had limited or no experience. And so to say it wasn't, it was very intimidating, I'm sure. So the building a safe place where you're supported and encouraged to experiment and learn, and the physical growth, like they look bigger, and it's the pride and confidence, and that's a really, really important part of the program too.
And it's so important for us to remember that so much of this is done because of volunteers.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a small but mighty organization, and our volunteers are so, so important to us. For example, we have just brought on another 5 volunteers, and those volunteers are specifically working on projects and programs for iSisters. One of the examples of that, one of those is a volunteer that has helped with our online programming. She's going to look at all of our programs, see where those online programs can be upgraded, and make recommendations. Because one of the things that we realized during this pandemic was that, you know, we can offer programs not just in Ottawa, but provincially and nationally. And so by her having the expertise and having developed online programming, she can look with fresh eyes and develop something really unique for iSisters.
Could you have ever guessed, Kathy, when you started this program where you'd be today?
Not a chance. No, I had no clue. It was really rewarding and felt great, and it's been an absolute honor and privilege, and I'm incredibly proud of our volunteers, our board, our graduates, our community. It's one of the most important things I've ever done. I'm very, very, very proud of the longevity of support. We've had people for 20 years, some for 15, a bunch for 10. Like our iSisters family, it's incredible. Very early on, like Community Foundation of Ottawa, really early supported us. We have a board member who's been with us almost the entire time, Pat Denbore. Our current chair, I think she's on year 7. The commitment and passion people have for our small and mighty organization is an essential part of how we've sustained and grown and thrived in over 20 years.
Well, we certainly want to learn more about iSisters. And of course, iSisters Technology Mentoring has really been really a cornerstone for so many women. So we're going to come back and chat with Anne McSweeney, Executive Director of iSisters, as well as Kathy Lewis, founder of iSisters. And of course, on the iSisters Board of Directors, we're going to touch on so many different aspects of your organization. We're wanting you to stay with us here on An Hour to Give. It's all about mentoring at iSisters, and I'm so happy to welcome back to the show Kathy Lewis, founder of iSisters, and of course on the iSisters Board of Directors, as well as Anne McSweeney, Executive Director. Off the top, we talked about partnerships, Kathy, and we know that anybody that's doing any nonprofit work, especially in the Ottawa area, really relies on partners. Talk to us a little bit about how those partnerships started and what you can tell us about some of the ones you're working with currently.
Sure. So to be efficient and highly respectful of donor dollars, we run our programs in existing centers. So we don't have our own lab, not at this point, have no short-term plans to do so. So we either are approached or we approach. Anne, our executive director, has had several in the last couple months, so we're forming some new ones. So, for example, the first one, St. Mary's Home. So we began working with them, and that means that a lab gets set up. We do train the trainers, so we work with their staff. And then that formalized over the years. We have partnership agreements, and we aim to work ourselves out of our partnerships within about 3 years. So we're the capacity building within the organizations, so that they can continue delivering our programs without us.
Really is fascinating. And how do you forge those partnerships? Are you sort of looking for like-minded agencies?
Absolutely. All of the agencies, of course, are nonprofits in Ottawa, and all of them work with women in a large capacity. For example, Tungasvet Inuit Center, we've been had a partnership with them for the last couple of years. And one of my first duties as the new ED was to attend a graduation there. And the women were just incredible. And they couldn't believe how much they'd learned, to the point that a couple of those women approached me and said, "We want to learn more about entrepreneurship. We would like to start our own little business. Why don't you offer an entrepreneurship program?" And we're now looking at doing that.
So they're hungry for more, Anne?
Absolutely. And, you know, we promote a ladder to learning success. So we have basic programming, we have intermediate programming, advanced programming, and we also have an IAT program, which is assisted technology, and we provide support to adolescent mothers and children. So at Uville Center, iSisters offers one-on-one programming for young women with learning disabilities who are dealing with addiction, homelessness, or mental health issues. And in this program, we work with learners using assistive technology and mentoring that supports their course studies to help them graduate high school. And you have no idea when you see these babies being taught and cared for at Uville Center, and the mothers really wanting to increase their education and to be able to support those children at some point.
That's really a great example there, Kathy, of really helping two generations, right? I mean, you're helping, of course, the mom, but you're also helping that child have a better chance at life.
That, as Anne was saying, that the Uville. So I would like to point out that that assistive technology program, it's particularly special because of the teacher. So the teacher is Kelly Rasmussen, who works with iSisters, and she's actually one of the four ladies that was at that dinner.
Wow, it's amazing. What a small circle. Would you agree that you're really helping two generations there?
Absolutely.
Really is incredible. And Anne, when you forge these partnerships, are people very excited to see iSisters come into their place?
Oh, absolutely. And they totally agree with the fact that by us going into the agency, the women already feel comfortable with their contacts at the agency, and they feel safe. So we've already broken down one barrier to learning.
Really is amazing. And Kathy, when you think about the opportunity for you to have created this program, I mean, the economic earning potential for many of these women would in some cases be nothing. But because of this program, they have this earning potential. Do you realize how many lives you've affected over these years?
The organization itself has certainly positively impacted many, and we didn't know back then what technology would do and how embedded it would be in our lives and how important this learning is for everyone. I'm not going to say I knew that. I didn't. But we were in the right place at the right time with our hearts in the right place, I think, and here we are.
And Anne, so many of the women, I'm assuming, that would come to be with you, marginalized women that would be relying on government assistance, is this an opportunity for them to really be independent and create their own path?
I think an area, you know, a gap, let's say, that we fill is that really early point. So it's the thinking about the future, that first step. We work very diligently to not duplicate any services. We partner with those organizations that do. So we do have a profound impact because we're there at the beginning of those really positive steps. And as Anne said, in a safe and supportive, inclusive way to build, you know, self-esteem and confidence and bravely think about what not being on social assistance would look like and what the transition to work could look like, or a volunteering opportunity that would help one of our learners grow, and to think about those next steps with support.
And when did you become the executive director?
January 20th.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Wow, what an incredible year.
Yeah, and you know, my background is being an executive director in various nonprofits in Ottawa for several years. And I was looking at a position where I'm in pre-retirement mode, where I could choose the organization. and where I could do the best job that I could do. And one of the things that pulled on my heartstrings when I saw the position for iSisters was I went on to the website for iSisters, and I saw a photo of a number of women holding their babies at Bethany Hope Center, which was one of our partners at that time, holding signs saying, "Thanks for investing in us." And wow. I thought, this says it all. These young mothers now have computer skills and confidence to improve their lives and those of their children. And I want to be part of that organization.
Really is amazing. Kathy, you and I met many years ago at actually Bethany Hope Center. I spoke at your annual general meeting, and those meetings are typically, you know, in a nonprofit world or even in a profit world, tend to be really boring. I don't think I've ever been more inspired than I was at the iSisters annual general meeting. It was quite a night.
That's amazing. And thank you again for doing that and being with us. We do take the AGM seriously, and we know it's a really great opportunity. We're going to have it. We're going to invite the public. So we've been very deliberate in the years to ensure that, you know, it's an opportunity to showcase our learners and our volunteers. And we, first time last year, we actually had a partner showcase. So a bunch of our partners came, and so the community could come and speak and learn more about the work we're doing there. So we do take the AGM seriously, and it's a great opportunity to connect with the community.
It really is great. Are you looking forward to your first AGM, Anne?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, our AGM this fall is going to be a virtual AGM. So that's going to be really interesting.
That's amazing. And Kathy, that it really is a great opportunity to bring the community together and show the partners and show donors and sponsors all of the impact that's happening at iSisters. Is there one story that really stands out for you?
This year or in general?
In general.
There's many. So one that comes to my mind that keeps me going, not that I need any motivation, but so one of our learners, I was her teacher 19 years ago, had a little guy under one, alone, no parents, smart young lady, couldn't afford film for her camera to take pictures of her kid.
Wow.
Couldn't afford chapstick or hair dye like any other teenager would do. Just the combination of how special this young lady is, now not a young lady, and the opportunities in front of her, and the mutual connections that we have the privilege of making with, and we've been talking about young women, but we work with all ages. I think about her, you know, 20 years of board meetings or grant proposals, or it really is, you can a little bit empathize with what some of our learners go home to, and we really exist to help make that better.
Really is incredible the work you're doing through iSisters Technology Mentoring. I wanted to dive into this more with you. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the actual programs that you run, and maybe we can inspire some of our listeners here at 1310 News to get involved with iSisters. We're going to come back with Kathy Lewis and Anne McSweeney from iSisters. Stay with us on An Hour to Give. There are many, many lives that have been changed due to iSisters Technology Mentoring. And I'm very, very happy to welcome back to the show Kathy Lewis, founder of iSisters, as well as Anne McSweeney, executive director. And when you think about the programs that are offered at iSisters, do you feel like these are programs that are welcomed by the community? Or are women excited to get involved in these?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we do before I start discussing the programs is that we do pre and post interviews with our students because we always want to know what they want to get out of the program and if there's any way that we can improve our programming because they are the recipients. And we do this as well with the community agencies that we work with. I have ongoing communications as the ED with all the partner agency EDs. And to date, they all feel that the women that we have mentored and taught through technology have benefited greatly from our programs. So as I mentioned earlier, Sam, we have what I call a ladder to training, learning success. And it starts out with our life skills foundations. And that is a very basic level. For example, someone that's really never used a computer before. And this is, you know, it introduces them to email, to computer basics, an intro to social media, how to be safe on the internet. And this program we're offering to one of our new partners, Stepstone House, who works with immigrant and refugee women. We also have ICT foundations, which is the intermediate level, and we get into Word and Excel and the internet in more detail, being able to research job opportunities and learning materials on the internet, more awareness and understanding of social media, the privacy settings, and job search. And quite often what will happen is an agency will have a combination of both of those. Emily Murphy Housing, who also is a new partner with us, they've wanted sort of a combination. So we've just started that new course with them, and they're finding it to be very, very successful. Our assisted technology program is the most sought-after program. And what it does is it provides support to adolescent mothers and children and offers one-on-one programming. Career Connections is our advanced level, and that's advanced technology training, which gets into such areas as resume writing, employment searching, interview techniques, social media for employment search, and a touch on entrepreneurship. And as we talked about earlier, our assisted technology program at UofL Center. So those four programs are our core programs at iSisters.
It really is incredible, the robust programs you have there. Kathy, how did you start off? Did you start off with only one program, or was it always laid out this way?
Well, it was one program. There was one program. We didn't even at the beginning think, it wasn't even known that we would become a charity. It was, let's go here and do this, and then it took on speed.
It's amazing to think about all of the different people that have gone through the program. And I understand, Anne, you're going to be celebrating 20 years next year. That's an incredible milestone.
Oh, absolutely. We're so excited about the 20th anniversary celebration in 2021. And we've already put together a committee, and we are in the initial stages of planning. And hopefully we'll be able to celebrate in person. But if we're not, we're ready for a virtual party.
And virtual has been certainly a very important piece of this. Kathy, I understand, too, that the COVID-19 response, you're a small but mighty organization. You've certainly done a lot in that way.
Yeah, Anne has led us extremely well. Our new ED just starting this year, and wow, what a year it's been. So she pivoted one program. The board at the beginning got weekly updates on how we were managing and keeping in contact with our programs. And it's been an interesting time, and we're ramping up for more new programs in the fall. And interesting that more organizations than normal are approaching us. I guess that makes sense, right? We are in a position to support, and we are well prepared to do so. And Anne is working very hard to get those scheduled, onboarding new teachers. So in this time, it does make sense, looking back a couple months, that we would be ramping up, which we are.
It really is awesome. When you think about sort of how people get referred to the program, is everybody referred through an agency, or if somebody listening right now, can they reach out to you and enroll themselves?
We work, as we said, with partner agencies, and the women within those agencies express their interest. You know, we post which sessions are being offered and which programs are being offered, and then they sign up. That being said, we have had a few women just contact us and say, we want to participate, we want to become an iSisters learner, how do we do that? And we've done that by connecting them to our partner agencies. And that's been really successful. We haven't turned away one woman from participating in a program.
Kathy, are there friendships that are formed when the women come together in this way?
Among the learners, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Particularly, I've seen it with our newcomers. So, like, for example, at Immigrant Women's Services Ottawa, yes, the bonds that form across women are special in any instance. They start in the classroom and certainly carry on beyond.
We've mentioned volunteers a number of times. Anne, walk us through, if somebody wanted to become a volunteer, how would they do that?
Basically, we have posted our volunteer, we're about to post our a new volunteer handbook on our website. And they can either contact me at executivedirector@isisters.org or go on the website and take a look at the handbook and then give us a call.
Really great information there. And Kathy, you've met many people over the years, of course, through iSisters. Have you also created a community for yourself amongst all the people you've brought together?
Absolutely. You'd mentioned the AGM when we were talking. There's a lot of hugging at the AGM. It's an important, very special group of people. Our board members are some of the most wonderful, smart people I've met. Our donors are unbelievable, and they're so supportive and proud of us and such a part of our family. Absolutely. Made new friends. I'll, of course, pull in my other friends. So other people in my world, too, get pulled into iSisters willingly. So, yes, it's a very, very special two-decade family.
And did you feel that family feeling when you joined, of course, in January of this year, Anne McSweeney?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that really, I guess, motivated me the best was our foundations that fund us year after year and how they're engaged with iSisters. And they go to our partner agencies and they talk with the women and they hold the babies. And they're just so, so proud to be part of our organization and to support us. And you know, we don't receive any government funding. We are funded by foundations and our donors. So they are very important to us. And we can't say that enough, because without them, we would not be able to reach our mission.
It's really interesting, Kathy, because you indicated early on that, you know, you don't have a location of your own. You're all working out of the agencies that you're partners with. Do you dream of a building that has iSisters on the front door someday?
Perhaps. Right now, the model that we use is very financially responsible. It allows women to access centers. They're already feel comfortable in, they're already connected with. So it's really efficient, certainly open, and, you know, who knows where we'll be in 5-10 years. That's highly likely, but right now this model works.
It really is an interesting model. And do you visit the different agencies, Anne? Is that part of your role?
Yes, absolutely. Communication's essential. And we want to hear from our partners, and I want to talk to our learners. And you know, as I said, with communication, it's the key, because we're both working towards the same end. We're working towards bettering the lives of women. And the first thing I did when I took over as ED was I went to all the partner agencies, and I saw what we were doing, and I watched our instructors, and I attended a graduation. And, you know, just seeing the women holding their certificates up at the end of a program, smiling and being happy, and then, you know, enjoying a congratulatory cake was just unbelievable. And, you know, I had to feel that success and the fact that, you know, education is so powerful for these women. It was unbelievable.
Really is inspiring for sure. We have one more opportunity to hear all about iSisters. We're going to return after this on An Hour to Give. iSisters is funded through the generosity of many people, and we wanted to speak more about this with Kathy Lewis, founder, as well as Anne McSweeney, executive director of iSisters. Kathy, how important has it been to create these partnerships that also provide funding?
Incredibly important. And they range from donor dollars, and the trend, which we love, it's been a good 10 years, is the sophisticated community investment models, from a corporate point of view, require volunteering with our organization, so that just everybody wins. For example, Adobe, they've been a long, long time supporter financially as well as with volunteers. So they support their staff, and they've come so far with that and so sophisticated that they will, for every hour that the staff member volunteers, they will give us money. So they match and recognize the importance of this work to their employees in a donation as well as support of their employees. It's incredible.
That's such a deep commitment, Anne, to an organization, and, you know, not only just handing over a check, but really being inspired to have staff get involved. Was that model a surprise to you?
Not really, but it was great to see. And I can give another example of Accenture. Accenture sends speakers in to talk with our students as part of our programming on entrepreneurship and so on. But when we were looking at developing an entrepreneurship program, they already have a program, and they said, you know, let's look at this with one of your volunteers and let's see how we can modify our program to work with your women. And so we've been doing that over the last couple months, and it's been extremely successful to the point where we're ready to run a pilot. The only thing that we're holding, that's holding us back at the current time, is that one of the agencies that the participant said, we really want to learn about entrepreneurship, they're closed right now because of COVID. So as soon as they reopen to the point where we can get in there and actually start the pilot, then it's, you know, it's on hold right now. But that's an example of the dedication of, you know, some of our community partners to iSisters.
And donors, let's talk a little bit about them, Kathy, in terms of the commitment that they've made. Do people give you a monthly gift? Are they giving you an annual gift? How is that working?
It's a little bit of both. I'm a proud monthly donor of iSisters. I believe so strongly in what we do, so I choose a monthly donation. Some people do a larger annual. Sometimes we've had them in memoriam for someone special in someone's life. We do very, very little active campaigning for individual donations. So you'll see it's once in a while, and we're just very careful not to overdo that.
And when you're chatting with donors, have you had that opportunity yet?
Yes, I have.
And when you're chatting with them, what is their reaction to being a part of the success of so many women?
They're just thrilled to donate, and many of our donations are repeat donations, which kind of says it all. It's very difficult right now because, as you know, most nonprofits are looking for donation dollars. And I was just thrilled to hear that most of our donors come back the second, third, and fourth time to donate to us. And that shows how much they're really concentrating on what we're doing and how successful we've been with our programs and improving the lives of the women that we work with.
And it's all about improving lives, Kathy. When you meet a donor and someone maybe comes up to you at the AGM and thanks you for founding this organization, what's your response?
Usually a hug.
That's nice. And it's an opportunity to really connect with them one-on-one, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have no means to be facetious, but the gratitude we have... you know, once people know about us, they get in the fold. And even though we're 20 years, almost 20 years old, we work maybe a little bit on the edges of Ottawa and a little under the radar, but we've been around a while. And if you back to the donor question, we are very careful not to impact our partners' funding. So, we have no interest in competing for their funding because we're kind of all playing in the same sandbox. So we've been very deliberate in our foundations and our relationships so that it's complementary to our partners and not competitive. And then for those who don't know us, it's much easier to connect a donor to, let's say you're passionate about animals or you're passionate about a really important healthcare center or a cancer center. It is harder to connect with our learners because a lot of the community doesn't have the privilege of interacting with our learners.
And those foundations are so key, Anne. Are you starting to work with them now in your new role as executive director?
Oh, I have been for the last 6 months. I've been reaching out, especially during COVID-19, to basically see how they're doing as well and to just engage with them as to, you know, what changes do they see happening within their foundation because of COVID-19. Many of the foundations, are choosing food security and national programs. But our foundations, they're pretty steadfast as far as their support for iSisters, and they want to engage, and they want to know what we're doing, and they want to know, you know, what new programs that we're developing, and they want to be part of the organization, not just a funder.
That's a really important point, Kathy, because I think when those donations come year after year, or you're working with a foundation, you receive grants year after year, that's relationship fundraising as opposed to transactional fundraising.
Absolutely, and we take that very seriously, and we continue to be highly transparent with our donors, and we deliver the results that we promise them. So it's incredibly important, and those relationships, they have transcended some of them beyond donor recipients, of course. We have several that we will call and ask for advice and guidance. We're thinking about this. What do you think? Some of them don't like to be called a partner, so I'm not going to use that word, but we certainly have relationships for sure.
And what are your dreams, Anne, as you move forward with iSisters in the future? Where do you see yourself taking this organization?
Well, I believe that iSisters is one of the best kept secrets in Ottawa. And my dream is that we will increase our visibility, and by, you know, doing interviews such as this, I hope to do that. But more than that, I want to increase our programs, increase our the number of learners, because by doing that, we're helping more women to succeed. And as long as we're doing that and being at the forefront of creating these programs, that's really what my goal is.
And Kathy, what would you say to people that are listening right now that support your programs, or maybe there's a board of directors member that's listening right now? What would you say to them about their commitment to iSisters?
If it's a board member, thank you. The countless hours, talent and passion that you donate and contribute is amazing. And thank you for knowing that how relevant we are. So people think everyone has a cell phone. We are, sure, they might have a cell phone, but technology literacy is not a given. So thank you to those who stay connected and love us for understanding that our relevancy is actually increasing.
It really is. And Anne, when you think about the big celebrations you're hoping for 2021, how can people learn more about iSisters so they can celebrate with you?
Absolutely. Well, they can access our website at www.isisters.org. Or they can contact me directly at executive director@isisters.org. And I'll be pleased to fill them in with information. And we're actually looking for a couple people from the community to help us with this huge celebration.
Well, I can't wait.
So we invite you to contact us.
I can't wait. I would love to be there. Make sure you put me down on the invite list. I'd love to celebrate with all of you as you celebrate not only 20 years of iSisters, but celebrate all the lives that you have changed. Kathy, you know, look ahead. Tell me what that celebration will mean to you in 2021.
I'll be very proud. I'm very interested in what it'll mean to Ottawa. And we're planning a year's worth of celebration where we can support Anne and her ambitious goals and dreams and plans, where we can reach more women, have more learners every week, every month, and have more graduates. That's my dream.
Oh, that's the perfect dream. What a great place to end our time together today. I have been inspired, as I always have been, when I get connected with iSisters. Much love to all of you. And thank you so much to founder Kathy Lewis at iSisters. And of course, our new executive director, Anne McSweeney at iSisters. Really wish you all the best as we get through this 2020 together, and look forward to 2021 when we can celebrate iSisters and everything you've done for women in this community. Thanks so much for joining us on An Hour to Give.